Your call has been forwarded.
Hello?
Hey, is this Melvin?
Hello, who is this?
Hey, this is Zach. You had talked to one of my associates about your property on Greystone.
Yes.
How's your day going? You talked to B, I believe.
Was it you?
No, sir. You talked to, her name is B.
B. B, like boy, like a boy, B?
Yes, sir, like Bravo.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I don't remember that, actually.
Well, sounds like you
talked. I talk with a lot of people that call up here and they have interest in purchasing this property. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I can't even number them. You know, and the people posting letters, sending letters and all of this stuff about this property. But I don't remember her because so many women, that, like I said, people call here about this property all the time.
Hey, brother, I get it, man. It's a popular area, huh?
Popular area or popular something. But I know they're always soliciting me about this property. And I want to know if I'm interested in selling it. And I suspect that's what you're calling about.
Sure. Well, that, you know, leaves the question, you know, are you still interested in selling it? You know, because I know, you know, based on, you know, the conversation y'all had.
Yeah. I told her, yes, I am. I'm also interested in receiving when I can get an amount that's that I'll be satisfied with for my property, then I'll be willing to let it go.
Right.
But if I don't get what I suspect I can get, not actually anything that's overpriced or anything, but just what the property is worth. And when I get that, of course. I wanna let it go.
Yeah.
And that's not because I have to. It's not because I have to, I'm being forced to do nothing of that. It's just that I might want to do something different, you know, and I have to, you know, let it go eventually. So I'll let it go, and so I can continue on with my life.
Well, good. What do you have in store for the next chapter of your life after you get rid of this property?
Moving. Just find another place to go.
Okay.
And that's what I think I want to be. I've been here for a while now, 20 years or better at this particular location. And I think I want to just do something else, maybe even move out of state. I don't know. I'm thinking about that, but if it's somebody buy it, I'm going to have to make a move. So, you know what I mean? That will just help me get there quicker.
Uh-huh. Well,
now my assessed valuation for this home, for the land and the house, is right at 270. That's where it is. And I just got the paperwork today. Yeah, a few days ago.
Well, if someone gives you an offer of that, you should take it.
What do you think?
You heard me. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. But what do you think?
I
will be satisfied with it. I'll be willing to let it go and move on.
Yeah, well, if you get an offer at that, then I would definitely advise you.
I'm almost there. There's some people that offer that they're close. They are very close.
Mm-hmm. What does close mean?
250.
Oh, yeah, you should take that. That's a good number.
It depends on how you look at it. You don't know what I have in my house. You haven't even seen my property. You don't know anything about it.
I know the property. I know the area. It doesn't matter, you know, unless you have gold hidden underneath of it.
It's very roomy, and some things have been added. So you know, and it's for investors. It'll be pretty good,
right?
I believe. But anyway, like I said, they've already offered me. You said I should take it home there, but that's what you say. You're not me. So, like I said, when I get the right amount offered, then I'll be ready to get out of here. as you know, properties always appreciate.